AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama is aiming to change the conversation around the health care law from talking about undoing it to talk about making it better. He's headed to the Nashville area today to discuss ways to improve the Affordable Care Act. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
Some 20 states have rejected expanding coverage for the poor, even though under Obama's plan, the feds would pay the bulk of the cost. But the president's arguing that last week's Supreme Court ruling closing the door on the last big legal threat to his overhaul was a watershed, and it's time for GOP governors in these rejectionist states to take another look.
There appears to be hope that Greece's new proposals to the Eurozone may meet with some support. Eurozone finance ministers are set to weigh Greece's latest proposal for aid today. This is happening a day after the country's bailout with European creditors expired and the country failed to pay a debt due to the International Monetary Fund. In Greeleyville, South Carolina, a fire has damaged the Mount Zion African Methodist Episcopal Church. AP correspondent Jeffrey Collins reports this is the same church burned down by the Ku Klux Klan 20 years ago.
After the 1995 fire that was set by the two Ku Klux Klan members, the church's membership grew fourfold, and they got donations from around the country to rebuild.
Blaze broke out at a time when the feds are investigating fires at several other predominantly black churches. Well, it's been more than a half century since there was a U.S. ambassador to Cuba. The AP's Tim McGuire reports that's about to change.
In January 1961, President Dwight Eisenhower cut diplomatic ties with Cuba because of Fidel Castro's increasing reliance on the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Now, 10 presidents later, an Obama administration official says they will announce a reopening of embassies in Washington and Havana.
The U.S. women's team is advancing in the World Cup after beating Germany 2-0. This is AP Radio News. The AP's Jim Militello has more on the U.S. women advancing to the Women's World Cup final.
Carly Lloyd broke a scoreless tie with a penalty kick goal in the 69th minute, and Hope Solo recorded her fifth straight shutout in a 2-0 American win. Lloyd scored her third goal of the tournament, then set up second-half substitute Kelly O'Hara for her first international goal in the 84th minute. The Americans carried the play in the first half and had a number of good scoring chances, but Germany's veteran goalie Nadine Enger came up big with some key saves. The Germans started to put pressure on the U.S. in the second half and drew a penalty kick in the 60th minute, but tournament leading scorer Celia Sausage missed wide left as Solo dove right. I'm Jim Militello.
New rules from the Education Department are going into effect for any college offering a career training program. They have to prove their graduates earn enough money to repay their student loans. Supporters say the rules are needed to rein in the for-profit college sector. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.